Fast Baptist Church. Just want to give you a quick invite.
Baptist, the one up the street.
We're just on Northwest Expressway, maybe like 5-10 minutes away.
I heard about that.
Okay. You got a church you go to anywhere?
Impact,
okay. More importantly than going to church, we're also just asking everybody, God forbid, if you were to pass away today, are you 100% sure you're going to heaven, or do you think you might have some doubts?
Don't know yet.
I'm
getting baptized here soon, so...
Okay, well, you know, you should definitely want to know how to get to heaven. What do you think someone has to do to get there? If you had to guess.
Follow God in general.
Okay. You know, of course, God wants us to follow Him. He wants us to live a good life, get baptized, do all those things you're talking about. But when it comes to getting to heaven, the Bible actually says it's a lot easier than that. It's a free gift. Has nothing to do with how good of a person you are. If you had a couple minutes, I could show you real quick right from the Bible. That way you can know for sure. You want to see that real fast?
Sure.
Awesome. You want to go in the shade in here? Are you good right here?
Yeah.
All right, cool. What's your name? Sean? I'm Dylan. Nice to meet you. So let me show you. First of all, the first thing we have to know, Romans 3, it says here, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You know what a sin is, right? What's a sin?
It's like something against God.
Yeah, it's when we break one of His rules.
I know what it is. I just can't.
No, you're good. No, yeah, exactly. Going against God, breaking His rules. And we've all done that, right? No one's perfect. The Bible says that since we've all sinned, every single person has a punishment that they deserve from God. So right here it says, for the wages of sin is death. So when you die, there's one of two places you can go, heaven or where?
Double hockey stick.
Hell, yeah, it's not a bad word. You could say it's a real place. Do you believe hell is a real place? You're not sure? Okay.
Still like... I'm really kind of based on conspiracies too a little bit.
Okay.
Like the ifs, the simulations.
So do you believe the Bible?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me just show you what the Bible says, because the Bible does say that hell is a real place that people actually go if they're not saved. Talks about
waiting on the what's it called? It starts with an R. It's supposed to be happening here soon.
You're talking about the resurrection. The rapture? Yeah, that happens after something called the tribulation, but this is totally different. I'm just talking about when someone dies, they can either go to heaven or hell. And the Bible explains that people in hell, it says, he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb, and the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever, and they have no rest day nor night. So hell is a really terrible place. I don't want you to go there. I don't want anyone to go there. You know, the Bible does explain, though, that the people that go there, they're in torments and flames for all of eternity. They can never escape. It's a terrible place, right? But here's the thing. The Bible does give us a list of the type of people that are going to go to hell someday. Right here it says, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters. That's a really bad list, right?
It's idolaters.
Idolaters is like... You ever seen churches where they have statues and they bow down and worship statues? That's idolatry. So that's a bad list, but notice right here it says, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. You know, I know I've told a lie before. Have you ever told a lie before? Everyone has, right?
Plenty,
exactly. And so what this verse is teaching us is that because we've sinned, the Bible teaches that every single person deserves that punishment of hell. But my question is, do you think that God wants us to go to hell?
No,
because God loves us, right? So Romans 5:8 says this, but God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So look, God loves us. He doesn't want us to go to hell. The way that he showed his love for us was by giving us his son, Jesus Christ, who was born of a virgin. Since he was born of a virgin, he had no earthly father because his real father was God in heaven. So the reason that made Jesus special is because he was 100% man, just like me and you, flesh and blood. But he's also 100% God in the flesh. Do you believe that Jesus is God?
Yeah.
Awesome. Since he's God, unlike you and I, who we sin probably every single day, he actually lived his entire life perfectly, never sinning one single time. And I'm sure you've heard when he was about 30, he started his ministry. He did a lot of miracles, rose people from the dead. He walked on water, did a lot of great things, but... Most importantly was that he preached the word of God. He preached the truth. Because he preached the truth, the Jews hated him. They lied about him. They had a fake trial. They ended up putting him on a cross where they spit in his face, ripped his beard out, put a crown of thorns on his head, tortured him. They put the nails through his hands, through his feet. They pierced his side and killed him on the cross. What's up, man?
He was heading this way. Anyway,
so okay.
I'm going back down
here. All right, come walk with me, Beth. Get your thing. Yeah, so Jesus, he died on the cross, right? And you know why he died on the cross?
For our sins,
right? He didn't just die for some people. The Bible says that he's the propitiation, not for our sins only, but also for the sins of the whole world. So he died for everyone, past, present, and future. Then his body was buried in the ground. When his body was buried, where do you think his soul went? Heaven or hell?
Heaven.
Heaven. He did eventually go there, but first, check this out. It says, he seeing this before spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell. Now you might be thinking, why would Jesus have gone to hell if he's God, if he's perfect, if he never sinned? But remember, where is it that you and I deserve to go because of our sins?
Depends.
Well, I'm not asking where you want to go. I'm asking where we deserve to go.
No, it still depends.
Why do you think that?
Can't
you have
explain it.
Okay. So here's the thing. If, you know, the state of Oklahoma has laws, right? If I murdered someone, where would I deserve to go according to the laws of Oklahoma?
Penitentiary.
Right. So here's the thing. God's punishments aren't really up for us to decide what the punishments are. God's the one that decided the punishments. So the state of Oklahoma says, hey, if you kill someone, you're going to prison for the rest of your life. God says if you sin...
Well, there is some exceptions.
Like, no, there's not any exceptions because here's the thing.
That is self-defense.
That's not murder. I'm saying if you murder someone.
Not self-defense and then the person dies.
That's not murder. Here's the thing.
How? That's still like...
No.
Still killing somebody.
That's killing, but that's not murder. So here's the thing. In the Bible, for something to be murder, it has to be premeditated and intentional. So if I think, hey, I'm going to go to this person's house and kill them, that's murder. But if someone is beating my wife and I kill them, that's not murder. If you commit murder in the state of Oklahoma, the penalty is prison. If you commit a sin according to God, the penalty is hell. That's where we all deserve to go. But so that we don't have to go there, Jesus went there for us. So that way we don't have to experience the punishment that we do deserve. It'd be kind of like if you owed us a speeding ticket and I paid it for you. Do you have to pay it now if I paid it for you? No, right? So it's the same thing with salvation. Jesus paid for our salvation by living a perfect life, dying on the cross, going to hell. But he didn't stay in hell because what happened to him 3 days after he died? Do you remember what happened to Jesus after he died?
Resurrected.
That's right. He resurrected. Do you believe he did that?
Yeah.
Awesome. So here's the question. Just because Jesus died and was buried and rose again, do you think now that means everybody just automatically goes to heaven no matter what? Yeah, so the answer is no. Not everybody goes. There is one thing we have to do, but it's very simple. It's very easy. This question right here is, sirs, what must I do to be saved? He's basically saying, how do I get saved from going to hell? This is the answer. And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. So did that say go to church and you'll be saved?
No.
Did that say help old ladies cross the street and live a good life and you'll be saved?
No,
right? It says one thing, believe. Now, here's what it means to believe. It doesn't just mean you believe he exists. Because let's say there were some cops over there, and I said, hey, I believe those cops exist. Does that mean that I trust them?
No,
right? So what it means to believe in Jesus is to trust or rely on what he did for you on the cross to take you to heaven, not the things that you do. So, for example, let me show you another really important verse in Ephesians. This will explain more of what I'm talking about. Hold on, Beth, not right now. In Ephesians 2:8, it says, for by grace. So grace is something we don't deserve, right? It says, for by grace are ye saved through faith. That's trusting, having confidence in Jesus. And that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Notice this, not of works, lest any man should boast. So the Bible's saying that getting to heaven has nothing to do with you or the works that you do. Otherwise, you'd be able to boast. Now, do you think that we could boast to God?
Nah.
Of course not, right? What if I said to you, hey man, I'm going to heaven because I'm such a good guy.
I'm just bragging.
Exactly, right? I'm living a good life. I'm going to church. I repent of my sins. Who does it sound like I'm trusting in? Jesus or myself?
Myself,
right? But what if I said, hey man, I'm a sinner. I'm not that great of a guy. But I believe Jesus died on the cross for my sins, that he rose again. I'm only trusting in him to take me to heaven. Now who am I trusting in? In Jesus, right? That's literally all you have to do to be saved, is change where you're putting your trust and not put it on yourself or your church or anything like that, and rely 100% on Jesus. So, you know, so far I've told you that we've all sinned. Because we've all sinned, we deserve to go to hell. But God doesn't want us to go there. He gave us his son to die for our sins. And if we believe in him, we'll be saved. The Bible also describes this salvation as a gift. So right here it says, for the wages of sin is death. That's the bad news. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So, you know, the Bible says that God wants to give you a free gift. You can only get it through one person, that's Jesus. And that gift is called eternal life. How long does eternal last for?
Eternal.
Forever, right? Exactly. So here's the thing. What if I said to you, hey man, I want to give you this Bible as a free gift. All you have to do is pay me $100. Would that be a gift?
No.
Why?
It's like profit off of it.
Because you're paying for it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or if I said, hey man, this is a free Bible. It's yours as a free gift. All you have to do is wash my car. Is that a gift?
I mean, no.
No, it's not, because you're working for it, right?
Yeah.
So here's the thing. It's the same thing with going to heaven. God is telling you, here's a free gift. He's not saying you have to go to church, you have to pray, you have to repent of your sins, you have to give tithe, you have to read the Bible. That wouldn't be a gift, right? And that gift, it says that it's eternal life, meaning it'll last for forever. So let me ask you this question. Let's say someone believes in Jesus Christ, they have eternal life. Do you think that they could ever do something to where they would lose their salvation? Or do you think that once they're saved, they're always saved?
50-50.
Okay. So let's think about something. When Jesus died for our sins, did he die only for our little sins or also for our big sins?
All of them,
right? Now, do we have to live a good life to go to heaven, or do we have to trust in Jesus?
Trust.
Exactly. When he saves us, does he give us temporary life or eternal life?
Eternal.
Eternal life. So this is the thing. That's why you can never lose your salvation. Because if you could lose your salvation, that would mean that your salvation is dependent upon your good works. But the Bible says it's not of works, it's by faith. If you could lose your salvation, you would, because you're a sinner and I'm a sinner. If I could lose my salvation, I would lose it every day, because I sin every single day. Every human being sins every single day, right? So Jesus actually taught that you can never lose your salvation, no matter what. Jesus said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life." How long does everlasting last for? Same as eternal, right? So if I have everlasting life today, will I have it tomorrow? What about in 100 years from now? What about 1,000,000 years from now? I'll always have it, right? He says, not only do you have everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, meaning you'll never go to hell. So if you believe in Jesus, you have everlasting life, you'll never go to hell. And it says this, but is passed from death unto life. So the moment you believe in Jesus Christ, the Bible says you're passed from death unto life. It doesn't say someday, if you live a good life, you might make it to heaven. No, it says in that very moment, you're passed from death unto life. Why? Well, because salvation is not a process of living a good life. Salvation is simply one moment in time, one moment in time of putting all your faith and trust in Jesus Christ. When you do that, he gives you everlasting life. You know, I'll give you a quick example. This is my daughter here. If my daughter does something bad, I'll correct her, but I still love her, right? Do you think there's anything she could ever do to stop being my daughter?
No.
She'll always be my daughter, right? Why?
I mean, you could disown her, though.
But here's the thing.
But she would still go, yeah.
She still has my DNA.
Yeah.
Right? Even if she grew up and says, I don't want anything to do with you, Dad, she can never change that fact, right? So it's the same thing with God. Let me show you this in John chapter 1, and I'm almost done. I'll get out of your hair, all right? So right here, the Bible says, but as many as received him, so whoever receives Jesus, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. So some people think, oh, we're all God's children. No. According to the Bible, to become God's child, you have to believe in Jesus. Once you believe in him, you're born again. You become his son. And us as God's children, if we sin, God will spank us on this earth. But he's not going to send us to hell. Why?
He doesn't want us to go there.
He doesn't want us to go there, right? And what is it that we have to do to go to heaven?
Believe.
And once, yeah, exactly. Once we believe in him, we're his children. And just like I don't kick my daughter out of the house when she does bad, I simply just correct her, but I still love her, still her father. She'll always be my daughter no matter what. So let me do a quick recap here, and then I'll just show you one more passage. So in the beginning, I said that we've all sinned. And where does every single human being deserve to go because we've sinned?
Hell.
Right. But God does not want us to go to hell. So what did he do for us that way we don't have to go to hell? Exactly. He died for our sins, and thankfully he didn't stay dead, right? What happened after he died?
He came back.
came back. He rose again. Now, what is it that we have to do to go to heaven?
Believe.
Believe, exactly. And once we believe, once we put our faith in Jesus Christ, how long are we saved for?
Eternity.
Can you ever lose that?
Nope.
No, exactly. So you've got it, man. This whole time I've been telling you that all we have to do to get to heaven is believe, believe, believe. But the question is, how do we believe? This is how right here. It says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. It says right here, for whosoever, that's me and you, right? For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So in order to be 100% sure that you're going to heaven, to get eternal life, all you have to do is pray and ask Jesus to give you that free gift. So what I want to do with you, I just want to lead you in a quick word of prayer. And if you believe this, you could just repeat after me. That way you can know you're going to heaven. You want to do that with me real quick?
Sure.
All right, just repeat after me. Dear Jesus.
Dear Jesus.
I know I'm a sinner.
I know I'm a sinner.
I know I deserve hell.
I know I deserve hell.
But I believe you died.
I believe you died.
On the cross.
On the cross.
For my sins.
For my sins.
That you were buried.
That you were buried.
And rose again.
And rose again.
I'm only trusting you.
I'm only trusting you.
And not myself.
And not myself.
Please save me now.
Please save me now.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.